Minneapolis-St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The president's trustworthiness has taken a hit amongst the public and on Capitol Hill. Here's SRN's Greg Clugston.
Recent polls show more Americans losing confidence in the president and questioning his honesty. Mr. Obama knows that he's been hurt by his broken, if you like your health plan, you can keep it promise, and that he must try and rebuild that trust.
Am I going to have to do some work to rebuild confidence around some of our initiatives? Yeah.
He said he needs to win back some credibility on Obamacare in particular and a whole range of issues in general. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
The death toll in the Philippines following the typhoon earlier this month is up to 4,000 people. It's feared that number will climb as at least 1,200 more are missing and very likely dead. 600,000 people are homeless. This is SRN News.
As hard as it is to believe, you don't have to turn the calendar very far to see that Christmas is right around the corner. You have your list of everybody to buy for. Friends, family, Secret Santa drawings. Might even be a couple birthdays between now and then, too. Get all of your shopping done at one place and from the comfort of your own home. Check out the new online AM 1280 The Patriot store at am1280thepatriot.com. T-shirts, travel mugs, sweatshirts. Oh, and the Raise Right onesie? That's back because you wanted it back. It's all online at am1280thepatriot.com, keyword store.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
You worked hard for your money, so make sure that your money works hard for you. Tune in to Business 1570 for up-to-the-minute market updates, coverage, and analysis of all that's happening in the business world. Listen to financial experts like Bill Gunderson and King Banyan. Plus, Bloomberg market updates all day on Business 1570, part of the Wall Street Business Network. Download the free mobile app or listen online at business1570.com.
Hey, good day. Welcome to our show, eh?
Hey, good day.
Hey, before you get locked in for the winter, you should think about an Arctic spa for your backyard.
Oh, yeah. Hey, they have those all-weather pools, too. Yeah, swimming outside in a snowstorm. It's awesome.
Arctic spas are created in Canada. I say created because all the research is done in real weather conditions, just like Minnesota.
That's so awesome. So what makes an Arctic spa different?
Everything from the flooring, where you don't need a cement slab, the insulation, the pumps, the motors, the computer, the cover, you know, everything, really. The Arctic spa is the number one choice for replacement. That means people who know about hot tubs, well, they always choose the Arctic.
Take off, eh? And Arctic spas are the only way to hot tub in Minnesota. With the deals going on right now, there has never been a better time to take the plunge, eh?
So you're asking, where do we go? Well, you go to Premier Pools in Chanhassen today, online at premierpools.com.
Premier Pool and Spa, where we take fun seriously, eh?
Premierpools.com.
I run a small business. For me, time really is money. So I got all my paperwork and computer files organized in one place with the Neat digital filing system. What used to take me an hour now takes less than a minute. I'm saving time and money at work and at home, too.
Whether you're running a business or just trying to run your life better, Neat is the best way to organize all your statements, invoices, receipts, recipes, every document in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. Now you can try the Neat digital filing system for free just by calling 1-800-944-5732. The Neat scanner and software do all the work for you, organizing all your documents so you can find anything you want in just seconds, just by typing one word.
The Neat system is super easy to use. There's nothing else like it.
Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-944-5732. That's 1-800-944-5732. 1-800-944-5732.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Telecom Soup, the total technology show for small to medium-sized businesses. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, and president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and wireless services. We've got a lot to talk about on the show here today, but first I want to give a shout-out to the Cub Scouts Den 235, who is live here in studio. How you doing this morning, guys? So if you haven't listened to the show, we broadcast every Sunday live here at AM 1280 The Patriot. The call-in number for the show is 651-289-4488. With us, what we have today is our co-host, the guys from BlueNet. We have Adam and Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How's it going?
Charlie, how are you doing?
Fantastic. I'd also like to give a shout-out to my alma mater, Rosemont High School, for they're on their way to the Prep Bowl with an 11-1 record, set to face the Eagles of Eden Prairie. And this is finally the year that Mike Grant and his Eagles are going to go down, and we are going to bring back a Prep Bowl championship for Rosemont High School. Congratulations, guys. Congratulations to Coach Erdman. So each week we talk about different topics related to telecommunications, to IT infrastructure, phone service, internet service, everything from wireless devices and network security. And this is all geared towards business to business. This week we are going to be talking about the guys from BlueNet, what they are, who they do, and all sorts of applications. So this is the topic today. We're going to be talking about, guys, we're going to be talking about computer maintenance and managed services. And one of the things that we want to talk about is how this gets neglected in a business setting and how important it is for that infrastructure of that business owner to have somebody to rely on to help them with these things. So guys, we're going to be talking about computer maintenance and managed services. What is computer maintenance? Adam, Paul?
Great question, Charlie. So, yes, like you said, computer maintenance a lot of times is neglected, and it's one of those things that's in the back of the mind, and the question what computer maintenance is. So computer maintenance, it's basically the practice of keeping your computers, you know, in good state of repair. And that includes things like, you know, updates and antivirus and patches and things like that. Computers are kind of like cars in a sense. If you don't change the oil or the tires on your car, they pretty much can break down at an inopportune time when you need it most. So think of that in a business setting when all of a sudden you've got maybe a big presentation, you've got a critical customer that needs to get something done or you need to get something out for that critical customer, and all of a sudden your computer system is down and it could be due to a virus hitting you. It might be because you lost the file and you didn't back up. But that's generally what computer maintenance is.
So why, for the general audience, why is this important?
Really, in my opinion, one of the most important reasons why computer maintenance is very important is because of the threats, the constant threat on the internet with viruses, malware, bugs, and things like that. There are, you know, Microsoft has Windows updates. A lot of your third-party software, you know, QuickBooks, you can go down the list, Adobe, Java, they all have patches and updates as well. And in my opinion, it's key that your system is up to date to basically have those patches on so you do not get hit by a virus or some attack that can take advantage of a flaw in the software. The other reason is, of course, I'm going to also mention backup. A lot of people don't think of backup until it's too late, and backup is a good piece of computer maintenance. And that's kind of a little bit of the why computer maintenance. There's a lot more, but
why do you guys think that business owners sort of neglect some of these things? Do you think it might be the cost? Do you think it might be just other projects? Paul, can you kind of elaborate on that?
Well, part of it is that you can sometimes get lucky and not suffer the consequences of not performing maintenance, just like on your
car.
So
knock on wood, it just never breaks down.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. You know, you can not do maintenance on your car and your house, and you might get away with that for a certain amount of a certain period of time, but eventually, like you said, at an inopportune time is when the system breaks down and it can't deliver what you're counting on it to deliver. the reason it might get ignored is a lot of times a lot of higher priority items get elevated on the list of things to do, and maintenance is an easy one to push down and say, yeah, you know what, we'll get to that later.
So let's talk about what I should be doing for the proper computer maintenance. Well, if I'm a customer, what would I be doing?
So I've got I'll give off what we recommend at a minimum, BlueNet recommends. One of the biggest one is antivirus updates and patching and making sure that your definitions are up to date, and also getting regular scans scheduled.
So that would be like antivirus such as, we talked about the CryptoLocker a couple weeks ago.
Yes. So that's a great example, that CryptoLocker virus that we keep on mentioning week after week. It continues to mutate, continues to affect more people. And that's a good example of a virus that could completely wipe out a customer's data or their information. And keeping your antivirus up to date and performing regular scans is a key thing to make sure that you can avoid viruses. Another thing is that goes hand in hand with virus is, I just mentioned it a little bit ago, but Windows updates and also software updates for other software that you have. Everything from your accounting package like QuickBooks all the way down to Adobe, Reader, Java, things like that. There are constantly being found exploits and bugs in the software that hackers or malicious people could take advantage of and get to and harm your data. Windows service packs is another thing, getting those done on a regular basis. And generally, a Windows service pack is a cumulative of all of the critical updates that are pushed down through Windows updates. Another one, which a lot of people don't think of, is actually cleaning the PC, the physical PC. And I'm talking the inside and the area around the PC. So the inside dust builds up. You get the dust bunnies inside. What ends up happening is it clogs the fans, the heat sinks, and then your computer doesn't function as well.
And it starts making horrible, horrible noises.
And that's another good reason. It starts making bad noises, the grumbling, yes. Yeah. But really, it could have a performance impact. For an example, you know, if the dust gets up in the heat sink on the CPU and it clogs it, air can't move around it. The CPU gets too hot. Your computer can shut down. It can suffer performance issues. So that's another really big thing. One of the other things I want to mention, and I think is also extremely important, is backup. The backup. I mean, backing up your data, whether you use a disk-based solution, whether you use a cloud-based backup like a Carbonite or a Mozy Pro or something, but having backup done is critical.
And testing that backup once you've done it and make sure that, hey, okay, I've got these backups. Could I actually restore the data from those backups if I had to? And knowing that before the emergency happens.
And that's a great point, Paul, because making a test restore of your data as part of your maintenance plan is something that should be part of your maintenance plan, I should say.
So we have a lot of people that tune into the show, and maybe this is the first time that they've listened to Telecom Soup. I want you guys to give a 50-foot view on who BlueNet is and how you can help the general audience with computer maintenance and managed services. Tell us who you are.
So BlueNet is, and Charlie, we've talked about this before, but BlueNet is a managed and a cloud service provider. So what that is, and that's the core of our business. So basically what that is we take a proactive on the managed service side, which will be, you know, we'll be talking about a little bit later in the show. We take a proactive approach to computers and systems and maintenance. And instead of being very reactionary, like when you all of a sudden need it and it's too late and now you've got to go find that data, BlueNet's on the opposite end of that. We're trying to proactively look at things to do like this maintenance list I just mentioned and carrying those tasks out for our customers and kind of taking that burden off their shoulder. This stuff's kind of commodity type stuff now. And a lot of times, like Paul mentioned earlier, people just don't have the time to do it. It gets pushed to the back burner.
Or they engage in a break fix, wait until it's broken before they call or talk to somebody.
So you guys are a very well-known IT company. Give out your telephone number and your email address, and then we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Yep, it's 952-925-2583. Again, it's 952-925-2583, or you can get us at our email, which is sales@bluenetinc.com.
And your email address?
sales@bluenetinc.com or info@bluenetinc.com. Either will work.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about more computer maintenance. You're listening to Telecom Soup. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149, or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today.
Schnitker Law Office asks, do you trust the government to pay you everything required by law in an eminent domain situation? The state offered a local property owner $19,000 for land taken in a road project. Because the property's value was severely affected by the plan, Schnitker Law Office raised the settlement to $50,000. A county government offered a local auto shop $450,000 in an eminent domain issue. Schnitker Law Office helped the client win an actual award of $850,000. If you're losing land, losing access to your property, or being forced to move by the government, don't leave your money on the table. Call Schnitker Law Office to ensure you get every dime you deserve as required by law. The government has lawyers. You need one, too. So get someone who knows their tricks. Schnitker Law Office, online at mnlaw.net. That's mnlaw.net. mnlaw.net.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We are live here in studio today at AM 1280 The Patriot, and we are talking to the gentleman from BlueNet, the trusted IT consulting firm in Eagan, Minnesota. Guys, if you're in the audience and you have questions about computer maintenance, antivirus, things that we've talked about, please give us a call right now, 651-289-4488. We're taking calls, 651-289-4488. So guys, what are you offering for the listening audience with computer maintenance and managed services?
Sure, Charlie. So what we'll do is if you get a hold of us, and I'll give my number and our email address again, we'll come out and set up a complimentary analysis to come in and take a look at what you guys have and analyze what's going on in your business with your technology needs. And then we can write up a summary and then come back with some solutions for you. So the number, our number to get a hold of us and get that scheduled is 952-925-2583. Again, 952-925-2583.
So you had mentioned that BlueNet, in addition to helping up with computer maintenance and computer repair, is also a managed service provider. What is that, guys? Give us the 50-foot view on that.
Sure. So a managed service provider, MSP. It's if you are meeting with an IT technology company today, they're probably talking to you about this, or at least I hope they're talking to you about this. But basically, an MSP or managed service provider is an IT firm that basically takes and manages and assumes the responsibility of providing a defined set of services. So with BlueNet, we have contracts and we have a list of items that we're going to do, and a lot of them include the maintenance items we were speaking about in the first segment, Charlie, but we're going to include basically come out and perform those tasks for you and keep on top of that. Another key component of the managed service provider is we use software to basically, you know, open up tickets and then give transparency to our customers showing that the work is getting done. So our customers can then log into, like, for an example, a portal. They create a ticket. And of course, our guys, as they're working on these things, they're entering information, and we try to give our customers access to that information. With that being said, we also have another tool that we use called an RMM tool, which is a remote management and monitoring tool. And that's a key component of a managed service provider, along with that other piece of software known as a PSA or professional services automation tool. And that RMM tool is kind of the backbone that allows us to monitor your systems, look for things like you're running out of disk space, you might have been infected by a virus, or we blocked a virus. And then we're also packaging reports along with that and giving those to our customers as well.
So it sounds like you guys have a very proactive type approach with your customers. You know, we look at, like, computer maintenance more of, like, reactive. So the guys from, like, the Geek Squad, right? My computer blows up. I'm going to call Best Buy, get the Geek Squad out there. It's a one-time transactional type approach, and they're off and running, right? That's kind of a transactional type approach.
Absolutely,
correct?
Yep.
Managed services seems more of an active approach where the business owner can actively work with BlueNet as a partnership to help their business grow and succeed and become more profitable.
Absolutely.
Can you touch on that?
Yeah. So, and I'll actually, our managed services that we offer is I like to define it as all you can eat buffet style IT services. So again, back to that core set of managed services that we've got, we don't charge like hourly anymore. With a managed service provider, a lot of them, they're charging you
time and materials, basically, right?
Well, that's the old way. So yeah, we'd call up, there's a virus, we'd bill you at X amount per hour, and until it's fixed and take care of it.
And of course, in that model, it's up to the client to determine they need the assistance and reach out to the vendor in the first place.
Very good point, Paul. So with managed services, we can take a look into the system. And with that buffet style, we have like a fixed monthly rate. There's generally a setup or transition fee up front that we charge to transition you to managed services because of the labor and the amount of time to kind of bring things up to spec, you know, put the agents on, get some people trained in your organization. And then once that's done and once we've got that up and running, we follow that maintenance schedule and take care of it on a flat fixed rate, you know, fee. Now, that's more budgetable for businesses. You don't have to tie up capital anymore on this roller coaster ride. It's
sure.
Predictable. You know what's going to happen. As far as getting to know our businesses, or our customers, I should say, and their business, that's, in BlueNet's opinion, that's very, very key to the relationship with a managed service provider. And this is something a lot of other IT providers, they come in, they want to sell you a widget. They're really eager to give you a quote for something. We want to come in and talk to you about your business, and we're going to probably ask you questions you weren't expecting. Things like, what do you do? Tell me about your process. I'd like to know about some of your business processes. And the reason we're asking those questions is we want to better understand your business. Think of a banking relationship or a relationship with your attorney. You have a very,
very active relationship.
Exactly.
Yep.
They want to know things like the books, the financials. They want to know any contracts that might be coming up because from a legal standpoint, they need to get involved with that to maybe review them.
Sure.
So with BlueNet, we want to take a very proactive approach. If Mr. Customer, you come up and say, you know, I want to know your account base. I mean, who are your customers? Who do you go after? Why do you go after them? And maybe you have a large scale project coming up for your business. And maybe because of that, a lot of times we leave the IT guys out. And in our opinion, that's actually not a great idea because a lot of times you might need extra resources. You might need new computers for new employees or for a project or extra, you know, processing power or storage. And if that happens too late, you might have lost that or damaged that account with that customer.
We really take the attitude that the technology is really the means to an end. It is not the end all, the technology itself. So learning about your business and how you interact with technology and how it can be used to help make your business more efficient, more profitable, or just more nimble.
So that brings up a good question then. what is your, you know, what is your general audience or your general type of market that you're looking after? Who in the audience would want to call, or who you could actually serve?
So, I mean, Charlie, our business size, I mean, we've got businesses as small as five people in an office with, you know, five, six computers, maybe sure. a small server, maybe some cloud services, all the way up to, we have larger customers that are you know, they're a hospital. They're a large, you know, auto body dealership. They've got, you know, 200 employees, 250 employees. However, managed services generally, in BlueNet's case, fits in our spot that it fits in well is kind of really from that five person to probably 300 people.
Sure.
Because that's when most of the time there might not be, they might even have an IT guy on staff, but that guy might be a little swamped. He might not have the personnel besides maybe him, and him taking care of 100, 150 employees and all of their technology needs. He's far too busy to take care of some of this rudimentary maintenance and commodity type stuff.
So again, in the audience, if you're listening, we are live here in studio. Please give us a call at 651-289-4488. We have the guys from BlueNet who are going to give a complimentary audit on basically managed services, their computer maintenance. They're going to take a look at everything that we've talked about here today to make a recommendation to your business to help you out. So one question I have for you, Adam and Paul, is let's say I'm a business and I already have an IT guy. I already have a guy on staff, or I already have a relationship with somebody. Maybe it's a passive type app, you know, application. How do you fit in? What would I do?
So that's a good question, Charlie. A lot of times one of the challenges is that, as Adam touched on a little bit, is if you've got that on-staff or on-staff technology support person, they have a lot of things on their plate. You're asking them to help you plan for new projects, new software, new implementation, new equipment, and also handle all that maintenance type of implementation, maintenance and patching and updates. And usually there's about 3 hours of work for every 1 hour that's available in the work week.
There's definitely not enough time in the work day.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Exactly. So a lot of times when we engage with a firm that already has an on-staff IT person, it's really taking some of those pieces off their plate so they can focus on some of the more strategic goals of the company. That on-staff person has a very good understanding of how the people interact with technology, but oftentimes they simply don't even have the time to engage with the business at that level.
Let's Absolutely. Also bring up the point that the IT guy's role is ever-evolving inside a business organization. What used to be the very, you know, the firefighting approach where it was, you know, they took, again, reactionary. You know, Mary called up with a problem on her PC, you'd go out and take care of it. Now that's changing. Business owners, management, the boards, and a lot of organizations want that IT guy to be very strategic. And there's other things that they may task him to do, because now technology, it's so ingrained in business that it gives a lot of businesses competitive edges against maybe their competition, because they have a piece of technology that they rely on that differentiates themselves in the marketplace. So, you know, that guy might be tasked with dealing with that. And again, like Paul said, some of these other tasks fall off his cart and don't get done.
Or maybe the business in reality could probably make do with two or three technology people on staff, but they simply can't justify the headcount to make that happen.
Another good point, absolutely.
So one more time, tell us what you're going to do for the audience.
So again, if you call us up, we will give you a complimentary, we'll come out and do a complimentary analysis and then come back with some solutions. Our number to reach us is 952-925-2583. Again, that's 952-925-2583, or you can reach us at info@bluenetinc.com, and that's blue like the color blue, net as in network, inc as in incorporated.com.
So you'll go out there, you'll evaluate the business, we'll talk on many different bullet points, and it's a la carte. If they need help in one area, you'll do that. If it's another area like managed services or computer maintenance or email or cloud services, it's a la carte. The customer can pick what they want to focus on, and you guys will put a strategy
we'll
in place.
We'll help them build a strategic solution.
Fantastic. Exactly. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll dive into this a little bit more. You're listening to Telecom Soup. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Pastors, how would you like to experience Israel with members of your church? Join AM 1280 The Patriot for our Experience Israel Lunch and Learn and find out how you can enjoy the trip of a lifetime with your congregation. The lunch is free for pastors, and you'll get details on how you could earn free trips for your church. Our next lunch is Tuesday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. Space is limited, so RSVP today by calling 651-405-8800 or visiting am1280thepatriot.com to register or for more details. Experience Israel with AM 1280 The Patriot.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time. Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell. We're talking to the guys from BlueNet, the trusted IT professionals in Eagan, Minnesota. And guys, if you're just tuning in, what is BlueNet offering to the general public? Give us that 50-foot view one more time.
Sure. So BlueNet will come in and give you a complimentary consultation of looking at what your systems, your network, get to know your business. To get that done, give us a call at 952-925-2583. Again, that's 952-925-2583.
So let's say I'm business owner Bob here, and I've just hired BlueNet to do one of these consultations and do an audit of my IT infrastructure, and you've highlighted some bullet points. What's next? Where do we go from there?
So generally, after we've done the analysis and come in and done that consultation and we've learned about your business, generally, we're going to present some sort of plan. And I'm going to kind of go over a little bit of high level of what kind of plans we offer for managed services and basically scheduled maintenance.
So this is essentially what the customer could buy from you. Is that right?
Exactly. And again, I want to stress that, we want to come in and do a consultation. A lot of times, we're not trying to force feed you a plan that we think fits. We want to sit down with the business owner, the executives, the management team, users, and again, discuss what's important to their needs. And then we can tailor a plan around what they need. And a lot of times, we've got several customers that have, I'll say, a hybrid plan, where they're taking bits and pieces of several of our different plans, and we're kind of putting it into one contract because, again, it's not a one-size-fits-all. I'm not trying to, force-feed this is what you need, Mr. Customer, because this is what we think. It's we want to come to that mutual decision.
So if I'm a business owner and all I want to do is backup or all I want to do is computer hardware service maintenance, it doesn't matter. You could just
We can do it. Yes, you can pick the services somewhat a la carte. Yes.
Got it.
So basically we have four levels of plans. We have a bronze, a silver, a gold, and a blue plan. And basically what these plans include, they include various levels of things like antivirus, spyware. They include the monitoring, the maintenance of the PC. Again, back to that list, we provide our customers a list of what we're going to do in the contract on a regular basis for that customer.
And they're all built on that core set of tools to start with that does some at least some basic analysis of your PCs and servers to make sure that they're being maintained and that we can identify problems, you know,
so
before they
like,
become an issue.
It kind of sounds like I'm going through the car wash and I want like the deluxe package. If I want the deluxe or the basic wash, I can get the basic wash, my car is done, but I want it all, you know, the Cadillac clean, I can do that, and it's going to be a little bit more on a monthly basis. Is that kind of the 50-foot view?
Exactly. That's a good way of putting it. So, and a lot of times we kind of, like I said before, we take a hybrid approach. For an example, a customer we came up and say, listen, we've got these two PCs that are on our shop floor. They're very minimally utilized. They might be done for a specific task. We say, listen, instead of putting them on a full like gold plan with BlueNet, let's put them on a bronze plan. Just cover antivirus and patching. And that's the different, you know, between these different packages we have, you know, we include things like, you know, antivirus and spyware software. We include the monitoring utilities. We include the reporting. We've also got a help desk where you can put a ticket in. And if, for example, your Word doesn't open up, or if you got an error on your screen or something along those lines, we can essentially come in and not only that, but remote into your PC via our tool and help and see firsthand what's going on. And depending upon which plan you have with BlueNet, we offer different levels of support. Some of it's remote only. Some of it includes on-site support. Some of our higher-end plans, we even extend the manufacturer's warranty, which is up to 5 years.
You had mentioned that your target business is five employees all the way up to 300. Does that matter what plan that they get? So if I'm five, I could have the Cadillac package, and if I'm 300, I could have the basic package. It really doesn't matter to you, does it?
Exactly. And a lot of times, if back to that point that you asked before about having an IT guy on site, a lot of times these plans are great for supplementing them. We give them access to the tool set as well. They might not require maybe as high level of a plan because they might have some IT staff, but the tools are very key to maintaining computers. And allowing us to extend that tool set to your staff, if you've got a couple IT guys on staff, is very beneficial.
Because so now their support staff has the ability to remote into your PC to assist their end users or, you know, check viruses and things like that.
And that would be like more of, it sounds like now you're actually partnering with the IT person to give them the tools to help succeed in that business. Is that?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And if they need that assistance, they can always escalate it and leverage our support staff and our help desk.
Give out your telephone number one more time and tell the audience again what you're offering.
Yes, so we'll come in and give a complimentary consultation. The number is 952-925-2583.
I know that one of the things that you guys do that we've talked about is hardware as a service, or sometimes called HaaS. Explain that. What is that?
Yes, so our blue plan, which is kind of our Cadillac plan, literally we will take hardware and turn it into a managed service, like literally the physical piece, computer, notebook, server, what have you, and turn that into a monthly payment versus having to go out, you know, acquire a bunch of capital or take a bunch of capital out of your business cash flow to upgrade your IT systems. The plan is that...
Interesting. Can you give an example of that? So let's say I'm starting a new business and I'm going to have five PCs. Five computers, right?
Yes.
And some cell phones and maybe some lab, whatever the case may be. I don't have to go to Best Buy or I don't have to go to, you know, a computer store.
Online
to,
retailer even.
And purchase all that. I could literally call you guys and you'll manage those devices?
So, yes. One of the plans we offer, and this is the reason why. First of all, think of it this way. When was the last time as a business owner you bought a copier? No one buys copiers.
They put
anymore.
It on a lease.
They put it on a lease. So think of this as the next evolution of a lease. A lot of times you're leasing that piece of equipment, and then generally a maintenance plan is put on top of it. Hardware as a service is kind of the next level up. It's kind of a hybrid between a lease and a maintenance plan and life cycle of that equipment as well, which is another key critical piece for business technology. So with hardware as a service, like you said, that example, I've got five, you know, new employees. I'm a new business. I need to, get all of my technology needs taken care of. We came in, sat down, and that was a concern. We could say, listen, you guys need five laptops and a small server. We can essentially, without having to you go out and buy all of that, we'll take and provide the hardware for you. BlueNet owns it. It's not a lease. It's a managed service. And then we'll wrap all of our standard services around it, like the help desk support, the antivirus, the agent, the reporting
and we're
tools,
and
everything.
We're on the hook for making sure that that hardware stays operational and delivers the business solutions that you
need. So I literally, if I had a business, I wouldn't have to worry about a single thing. I mean, not only from the threats internally, but the actual hardware itself. I don't have to buy anything.
The hardware itself is included as part of that managed service.
It seems like a one-stop shop, if I guess is kind of the best example I can think of. You guys are doing everything.
This ties in. We've done several shows here talking about hosted phone systems. It's a very similar concept. Don't have to maintain the hardware. Don't have to capitalize it. Don't have to maintain it.
You got all the brains.
Exactly. All the stuff is handled by BlueNet, including the support and making sure it's up and running, not just up and turned on, but actually functioning and delivering what you need.
Here's one of my questions. I would say is, why are businesses doing this? Why would they consider this as an option?
I think one of the biggest reasons is really
capital.
Here's what's happened in the last several years since the downturn. We've had a lot of people that put off technology upgrades. Paul and I run into this all the time where we walk into a client. They've got technology that's 8, 10, 12 years old, and it's still going. Sometimes it's hobbling along, but it's still there. And literally, for them to forklift that out and upgrade it, because that's what it boils down to, it's extremely expensive.
And the longer they put it off, the bigger that challenge has gotten, because now it's, I have to replace everything. And now they're contemplating writing a big check.
Think about it as like driving a car that's 15 years old and you want a brand new, vehicle.
Exactly.
Do you have $20,000, $30,000 to pay cash? Or what do? You lease it. Right?
Exactly.
Break it down on a lease.
Or in the case of technology, it's a fleet of cars maybe that you've let age and now you have to replace all of them.
Absolutely.
And the idea with the hardware as the service is we come in, we're best to do that. I mean, we're a technology firm. We can best handle the maintenance, taking care of it, and even sourcing the equipment. Believe it or not, sometimes sourcing the right equipment for the customer is a big deal. Sometimes they overbuy, sometimes they underbuy. Based upon their needs. And again, that goes back to my point of getting in and aligning your technology with your business, why BlueNet wants to become your partner rather than basically a vendor. And we want to know, again, back where that business is going, because that will help us determine what's best for your business, even down to this hardware as a service program that we offer.
So again, we are live here in studio, and we would like to open up the lines to anybody in the public that has issues with their PCs, they need upgraded equipment, they've maybe thought about these types of things. Perhaps they need computer maintenance. Please give us a call. The guys here are going to address your questions, set up a totally free consultation to evaluate your services. The number here at studio is 651-289-4488. Again, 651-289-4488. Guys, what other managed services does BlueNet offer?
Great question. So back to the hardware as a service piece, we also offer some of our hardware as a service offerings beyond just laptops and servers and things like that. How about backup? And backup is a big key issue. The product that we offer includes a piece of hardware. Backup is something that you need to do both, you need a physical device a lot of times to make another copy of your data. There's also the cloud aspect of that, getting that data off-site.
So not just backup, but it becomes disaster recovery as a service or business continuity as a service.
Sure.
So BlueNet offers that. We also offer managed security as a service. Think of that firewall.
Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into this managed services a little bit further. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Doesn't everybody want to save money on their cellular service? I know I do. That's why I call the trusted professionals at Mobile Link Wireless. Locally owned and operated, Mobile Link Wireless showed me how I can save money on my monthly service and get the newest devices on the market. Because they work with all the cellular companies, Mobile Link found me the best cell plan based on my needs. So give them a call at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them attain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite. DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell. If you're just tuning in to the show, we are talking to the IT consulting firm in Eagan, the guys from BlueNet, Adam and Paul. We are talking about computer maintenance and managed services and what the guys at BlueNet are offering to the general public. Now, before the break, we were talking about managed services and all the services that BlueNet offers. What else do you guys offer?
So, yeah, Charlie, we were going into the offshoot of hardware as a service and kind of the other services we offer. And we started off with backup and disaster recovery, and I want to elaborate on that a little bit more. So backup and disaster recovery, very important for business needs. And you know what? One size doesn't fit all. That's another key thing I've got to mention. And again, this is where we come in and can help with designing a backup and disaster recovery plan. BlueNet, generally, our preferred method of disaster recovery is that we have a local repository, generally an appliance, on site. And essentially, we're making backups of your critical data, whether it be from a server, it can be from a workstation, laptop, whatever. And we're taking images of those, and we're versioning it every so often. Then what ends up happening is that local hardware appliance sends it to the cloud, and we keep a copy off-site as well. We can also do things where you can plug like an external device in, a hard drive or something, and also create one-time kind of copies as well to put on the shelf in a vault or whatever.
So the reason that hybrid approach becomes so important is now you've got, if you need to recover your data, you've got it locally. It can be very quickly recovered because you're on a fast local connection.
Sure.
But then the converse of that is if you have a site catastrophe, fire, flood, sprinkler system goes off, tornado, you've got an offsite copy of that data that you can always go retrieve, even if you lost the on-premise appliance.
And the reason why backup and disaster recovery...
Just touching on recovery and disaster recovery and backup, how many businesses do you think, if you took out the 10 businesses, actually neglect this? One out of 10, 2 out of 10?
That's a great question. I'd say
closer to 7 or 8.
Yeah.
That bad.
And they may have a backup system in place, but a lot of times if you go and ask, well, when's the last time you tested doing a recovery or restoring data from that backup, more often than not, you'll hear, we've never tried that.
And a good point to that is like, for example, take tape. Tape is still around. It actually started to die with the advent of disk-based backup systems. Now it's coming back as a long-term on the shelf. But in the case of tape, there was a statistic, and it's still very true. 50% of the time, you couldn't recover off of that tape because the tape had an issue because the tape drive generally wasn't being maintained. Like, you weren't cleaning the heads.
They think they're backing it up, it's really not being backed up.
Your backup is only
as
good.
10 out of 10, right?
It's only as good as the last time you tested a restore.
Sure.
Another thing is we've seen where backup is, they've got the wrong solution. I'll give you a great example, and I'm going to tell a little story here. So we've, with this virus that's come around, the crypto locker, basically, and this is something that I've heard from one of my my industry groups that we belong to, but basically one of our cohorts out in another part of the country had a customer, it was an accounting firm, had an IT guy, kind of an after-hours kind of guy, and they were using Carbonite to back up, or an online backup system to back up their data.
Yep.
They got hit with that CryptoLocker virus, and the guy thought, well, I've got a backup system
back
in the cloud,
and, be fine, right?
And I'll be able to restore and be fine. He wiped the server out. And what ends up happening is now he goes to restore the data from that online cloud service. And two things happened. Number one, he didn't have the encryption or the password, the encryption key or password. So he couldn't get to that data. Number two.
Did he download it right to CryptoLocker?
Well, that was the thing. Number two, actually, the amount of time to recover the data, the estimate to get all of that data down was weeks.
You're at the limit of your internet connection at that point, down terabytes of data perhaps.
So that there's an idea where the business owner thought they were safe because they have this online cloud-based backup. But in reality, the solution was incorrect for the amount of data they had, and the guy didn't ever do a test restore or store those procedures or have a go-to book and know what to do, step through the process of doing a test restore, and then when it was critical, to pick up that book and actually execute on those plans.
So here's where we're at. If you're a business and any of these seem to pertain to you, whether it's backup or security, computer maintenance, pick up the phone, give the guys at BlueNet a call. We're here in studio. The telephone number is 651-289-4488. Give us the 50-foot view on what you're going to be doing again.
So we're going to come out and give business owners a consultation, free consultation to go over and kind of analyze what their needs are. We're going to sit down, talk to them about what they're looking for, and kind of get to know their business. You can reach us at 952-925-2583. Again, that's 952-925-2583.
So we just got a text here from, it looks like Jake, and it says, are you PC or Mac guys?
Generally speaking, we generally deal with PCs. However, with that being said, Macs have started to bleed their way into businesses. And a lot of times it's you've got an executive or a key person that's using a Mac. And we can do a little bit with Mac. However, that's not our strong suit. We're generally PC. And again, hitting the major brands like, you know, Hewlett Packard, Dell, Lenovo, any one of those. And even white box type stuff where it's kind of custom built. We run into that quite a bit as well, and we can help with that.
Earlier in the show, you had mentioned something that you guys also look at, and the term is life cycle. Talk about that.
So life cycle is a critical thing. Our hardware as a service plans, we build in life cycle. And what life cycle is it's essentially taking that technology asset and planning on moving it out and what it's going to take to move it out of production. And there's different strategies with life cycle. Everything from doing essentially the card shuffle, where you might take a system that you've got that was maybe an executive system, and that might shuffle down to maybe something that's lower on the totem pole. Maybe you're a manufacturing company, and you've got a machine that stamps out a widget, and it doesn't need a lot of processing power. But again, it's moving that down. The other thing with lifecycle is getting that technology asset out of your business, and what are you going to do? A lot of times those technology assets have information that's critical, private to your business. It might have financial information. And what are you guys going to do to get rid of that and kind of mitigate that threat? BlueNet helps with the lifecycle, especially in our hardware as a service.
Well, haven't you guys been talking recently about the Microsoft updates being a lifecycle event?
Yes.
So just one example?
Exactly. The largest lifecycle event in IT history is happening with the end of XP Office 2003.
Because there's really a few, sometimes you're talking about a software lifecycle and sometimes a hardware lifecycle. A lot of times you might align those two things together and try
system.
To do them
or
at the same time.
Or a phone system,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Or even hardware.
Absolutely. So BlueNet helps. From the hardware standpoint, our HAAS plans, our hardware as a service plans, they're generally 36-month contracts. At the end of 36 months, Mr. Customer, you know, decides to sign up for another one. At that point, we're taking out, removing their old equipment, their old systems, putting in new ones so they're on the latest and greatest. Lifecycle also has effect on productivity, or can. Being on the latest and greatest systems, you can keep your employee productivity high. You can't believe, Paul and I have been on to many meetings where we go in and we hear the morale is low because of technology. They're grumbling that their internet connection or their PC at home is faster, and they're struggling to get their daily job done because they're on systems that are quite old.
That's well, and sometimes it's hard for that IT person to help quantify to the either a board or the business owner to spend money on that. At least I run that in the telecom world, where they have to invest in some technologies, and they're afraid to show them the bottom line dollar.
Run, sometimes the life cycle strategy is to run your equipment completely into the ground and only replace it when you're effectively forced to.
So I'm a business owner, okay? How do I get started?
So again, back to our free consultation, that's a great place to start, is getting a hold of us. Our phone number is 952-925-2583. Or you can reach us at info@bluenetinc.com. You can also hit our website at bluenetinc.com. But again, Charlie, what that consultation will look like, we're going to come out and meet with you. Things that we're going to need to know, for an example, or we're going to gather some of that information. We're going to gather things like, you know, what are you guys using? First of all, we're going to look at the technology assets you have. We're going to try to determine the age. Then we're going to start asking business questions like, again, back to that point I made earlier in the show. What do you guys do? Who's some of your key accounts?
Discovery meeting, right?
Yeah, how important are they? What are some of the challenges you face?
We want to help prioritize which of these pieces are more strategically valuable to you to do first, so we can kind of get a plan put into place.
We're going to even want to talk to your users, your employees, and ask them, hey, how's that computer on your desk? Or what do you do? What's holding up your job?
Get a feel for that business.
Absolutely. Exactly. We want to hear firsthand from those employees what's going on, even if it's rudimentary stuff. Like you may think that, you know, well, she gets this pop-up with this error. She clicks it. It goes away. And, you know, she carries on her day. If you have a user that's like that, we might want to look into that deeper, because there might be something else there that's kind of telling. That error might give us some more information. And although she clicks OK and it goes away and you may not think of anything, that could have a big effect.
Well, guys, we've had a fantastic show. Thank you for coming in again and telling us about BlueNet, who you are, and what you're offering to the general public. Tune in next week. We're having a special guest from Depth Communications. And this is Charlie Burrell with Telecom Soup signing off. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie. Have a good one.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
From the Renter's Warehouse Studios, this is AM 1280, The Patriot, WW.